We're doing Koheles, and we have a special group here tonight that wants me to pronounce it in Ashkenazis. So we'll transfer to the Ashkenazi pronunciation. Kol zoi nisisi vachochmo. Amarti echkomo vehi rechoiko mimeni. Everything I'm about to tell you, I have attempted. I've analyzed in my wisdom. I thought I will attain the greatest wisdom. I thought I could understand it all. I thought I could understand the depths of Torah. I thought I could understand the wisdom of the Torah. And as much as I've worked, it's still beyond me. So what is it that was so far beyond him? Says Shlomo HaMelech, Rochoik Mashehoyo. What happened back in creation is so long ago. The Amoik, Amoik, Mi Yimtzaenu. It is so deep, who can understand it? What does that mean, a beginning? Our sages say this is a reference to the human incapacity to understand what was before creation. This idea that the God has no creator. God was first. We can't understand that, what it means to be first, not to have a starting point. So we say it, but our sages say we can't really fathom it. It's something that's beyond our understanding. And so Shlomo HaMelech says, Amoik, Amoik, it is so deep. Who can understand this idea? So this deserves a long philosophical discussion, but we'll just say it's beyond our understanding. Yes?
Okay, so what made God decide all of a sudden to create the world?
That's a great question.
It had to have always been in existence to some in some capacity.
So that's another great question.
Okay. There's been an infinite amount of time beforehand, and there was nothing.
That's a third great question. Okay, you have a lot of good questions tonight. And that's what Shlomo says. It's so deep, who can find such an answer? Saboisi ani velibi lodas velosu. So I decided, let me analyze the Torah. Let me understand the depths of secrets of Torah. When's redemption coming? What's the logic behind the red heifer? I wanted to seek out the wisdom of the red heifer. I wanted to figure out the calculation of when this world will come to an end. Velodas resha kesel. I also wanted to understand the depths of how do you translate apikorsut? Heresy. That's it. I wanted to understand the depths of heresy. Vehasichlut holeilot. I also wanted to understand what's so wrong with being evil, stupid, foolish, because very often there are things which are not so discernible. And this perhaps is Shlomo HaMelech exploring whether humanity can put a finger on why evil is wrong. If you take God out of the picture, is there a way to explain why it's wrong to be evil? Or the example I often say, why don't we barbecue the people when they die? Why don't we barbecue people before they die? What's wrong with killing? How can you explain that? We understand pain is something we don't want. We understand that maybe it's not productive to lead a life that way, but who says it's bad? So without God in the picture to tell us this is good and this is bad, it's very hard to put a finger on why can't you kill? Why? I understand why it won't be productive, but can you explain to me why something is bad? So you say, you know, you have a conscience, it just feels bad. Okay, that's not exactly a logical explanation. And if a person doesn't feel bad, there are psychopaths in the world.
Uh-huh.
Right? Romans had people fighting lions for entertainment. They didn't feel bad. That's a very good example, right? Now, you don't have to go as far back as the Romans. 500 years ago, you had the Spanish Inquisition. You don't have to go back to the Spanish Inquisition. Saddam Hussein would bring his children to torture sessions. They'd watch people being tortured. Not only, you don't have to go back to Saddam Hussein. They say the same thing about the King of Korea. The Prime Minister, whatever it's called. Yeah. He used to watch torture sessions with his dad. That was part of their sports. So, yeah. Shlomo HaMelech said, I wanted to get to the bottom of it all. Logically, I wanted to understand what's wrong with being evil, foolish. What's wrong with leading a life of just fun? Holelut, yeah. Holelut is lightheadedness, foolishness. What's wrong with just being bored, lying lazily in bed in the sun? What's wrong with that? Maybe life should be spent that way. So Shlomo HaMelech says, I analyzed it. I wanted to understand a logical explanation. Why is all this wrong? Obviously, if I have a Torah, the Torah tells me I have to lead a productive life, I have to lead a good life. But I explored this philosophically. Now here we can infuse the Netziv's comment. The Netziv says the book of Koheles was actually compiled for the world at large, not just for the Jewish people. It was a book that was read publicly in Jerusalem on Sukkot. And every year on Sukkot, nations would send emissaries, representatives in honor of the temple. And so they'd hear these words of wisdom being spoken. And that's why Koheles is written differently than any other book. Ordinarily, you'd say, why should I be a good person? Well, the Torah says so, period. End the book of Koheles. There, I gave you the answer. What are your questions, Solomon? God created the world. He told you what to do. You better listen. Okay, I answered all your questions. No! Shlomo HaMelech leaves God a little bit behind the scenes. He speaks about Elohim. He speaks about God in a general way and for most of the book, because this is a book that's written not only for the Jewish people, but for the masses, so that the masses will hear the philosophy of why they should be moral, ethical, God-fearing people. That's the Netziv's interpretation. He writes this in his introduction to Shir HaShirim. And now we are up to Pasuk Chaf Vav. Oh boy. Umotze ani mar mimoves. I have found something more bitter than death. Es ha'isho. You know who? Specific type of woman. Asher hi mitzoidim v'charomim libo asurim yodeho. She is a woman who is mitzodim. What does mitzodim mean? She plays out entrapment for people. She is haramim. She sets out nets for people. Liba, with her heart, with her warmth, with her sweetness. Asurim yadeha. It's as though her hands are tied. Asurim yadeha. Shlomo HaMelech is speaking about a woman who is promiscuous and seductive. And he says, I have found her to be more bitter than death because she can really lay out those traps and entrap a person. And it's as though he's bound to her. Tov lifnei Elohim yimaleit mimena. Someone who is good before God will run away from her. But a sinner will be entrapped by her. And then he won't find himself escaping. So we'd like to think this is something far-fetched. But it isn't. It isn't. You guys are all going out to the working world. So then you have to be prepared that there are seductive women out there. No two ways about it. And you never know which secretary or which meeting you're going to have. I used to be innocent in my cubicle in yeshiva learning. And then I encountered a lot of people who are out in the working world. And I get these stories all the time, where people tell me about how women have zero respect for their wedding ring. Women will start up with them in the most crass or seductive and forceful way. And it's something that a person has to be prepared for. Shlomo HaMelech says the advice is escape. Don't be in that situation. Don't allow yourself to enter such a situation. It lends itself to sin. If one is good before God, he escapes that situation. And the sinner, so he plays with fire and then he gets entrapped by it. Yilachet ba, he gets entrapped by it. So that's the simple reading of the verse. The literal reading has its own meaning. Shlomo HaMelech says, I found something more bitter than death. Very interesting. Here he was researching, what's wrong with being wicked, foolish, lightheaded, bored? What's wrong with all of that? And somehow he ends up with the woman who is more bitter than death. Now, the connection seems obvious. We'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, momentarily.